It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
Who's getting into the Chat GPT game? We'll talk to Carmi Levy about that coming up in about 15 minutes' time. And we'll also get his take on this terrible story involving catfishing. Again, if you don't know what that means, it's when somebody pretends to be somebody else on the internet and they are able to financially scam somebody else without meeting them, or maybe they meet them. And this one guy did it 100 times to, well, 100 women. And I said earlier, demanding a answer, 3 months for every woman, and that would be 25 years, and I'm sticking to that. We'll talk to Carmi about that a little bit later on. But first, it's time to do John Right or Wrong. John Right, of course, is our friend from Mauru. Do I ever say it wrong, John? Because I'm always afraid that I'm not going to say Mauru public opinion, and I'm going to mispronounce Mauru.
Well, if you're a Star Trek fan, it's Mauru.
Mauru.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was talking about you moments ago. I'm not sure if you heard, but I said that big fan of you. And without saying the name of where my dad used to work, could you tell, do you want to tell a story of the meeting that you had with my dad, or is that something that you not want to tell? You told the very funny story of you, I guess, were doing some consulting for my dad and how the meeting went.
Well, do I get to name the company?
I'd rather not.
Okay. So your dad worked for a big company. He was the president of the company, and where we were pitching the account. This is a long time ago. It was in advertising. And that company was trying to do a... to do some advertising around the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it was around trying to keep time. That was our idea. And we went through the entire pitch, and the president of our company kept talking about the company, you know, and pitching it, and everything was fun. And at the end of it, your dad looked up and said, "That was a great presentation, but you mentioned the wrong name of our company through the whole pitch." And the president turned without skipping a beat and said, "And that's why you need us to do the advertising." It was completely true. He didn't realize what he was doing, and the rest of us at the table were just cringing. He salvaged it by saying that. But yeah, your folks were great, and I have a couple set up for you tonight. In fact, we're going to do one just for your folks.
But it was basically you guys were doing a pitch for, say, the company wasn't McDonald's, but you guys kept on saying Burger King instead of McDonald's, which ended up being funny. Okay, so what are the numbers tonight on John Right or Wrong?
Well, I got a couple to begin with. I will start with your parents. So right or wrong, 40% of Canadians aged 50 plus plan to live temporarily, that's 1 month or longer, in a warmer climate during the winter months. And you know what they're called? They're called snowbirds. So all of these numbers in public domain, this was done for CIBC. It's about snowbirds. 40% of Canadians who are over the age of 50 intend to be snowbirds and head to a warmer climate during the winter months.
I'm going to say it's over 40% want to spend winter down in a warmer climate.
Actually, it's 40% right on the button.
Wow.
And I'm going to give you a bonus try, okay?
Okay.
Right or wrong?
Okay, right or wrong.
Half of those Canadian snowbirds stay at a property they actually own when living abroad. Half of them do. Half of snowbirds stay at a property they own when living abroad.
I'm going to say that's correct. Right.
No, only 7%.
Only 7%. Wow.
Only 7%. 26% at short-term rentals. Secondary properties, like what they rent, like a mobile home or a condo, 24%. Staying with friends, 7%. Hotel, 6%. Another property they own is 7%. So it's, you know, a resort is 6%. So it's. I thought it would be a lot higher. So I would have been in your camp.
Oh, yeah.
I
would have thought so too, but I mean, is the 40% of Canadians want to? Is that aspirational, or do they?
No, it's 50% of Canadian 50% of Canadians aged 50 plus.
Okay.
Plan to live temporarily.
Okay.
1 month or longer in a warmer climate. All right. Now we were talking about getting scammed ahead of time. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Right or wrong, 7 in 10 Canadians, that's 68%, admit to having been targeted or fallen victim to various financial fraud scams via email, phone, text, credit card, or on social media. So that's 68% of Canadians.
I would say if you had a phone, it's impossible not to get one of those fake CRAs. So I would think it's higher than 7 in 10.
It's actually exactly 68%.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'll give you margin of error. It's probably like 2.5%. So that'd take you up to 70, but it's 68%.
Interesting. I mean, you must not have a phone and or maybe email. I don't know how you'd not get one of these things. But anyway, that's interesting. Hopefully everybody knows about it because some of these stories are so heartbreaking.
Well, they are, especially the one that you were talking about when you came back just before the break.
Yeah.
I mean, it was terrible. All right. Right or wrong, done for the Cronus Group. 41% of Canadians say they have consumed edible cannabis. 41% of Canadians say they have consumed edible cannabis.
I apparently can't read the room. I would think it would be lower than that, but I'm going to say that that is accurate. 41% of Canadians have tried edibles.
You are absolutely correct.
Wow.
And in fact, if you look at the provinces, here's your bonus. Which province admits, or the people in that province admit most
BC
to having had? Ontario.
Really?
44% Ontario, followed then by British Columbia at 43%. So they're basically tied. Then Alberta, Atlantic Canada, those living in Quebec at 35%, and then Manitoba and Saskatchewan at 38%.
I love these numbers.
So they're at the bottom. So
sure.
35 in Quebec are at the bottom, and the rest are following that.
These are fun. Super fun. What do you got for us next on John Right or Wrong?
Well, we did this for TurboTax this past week. Now, you know what a side gig or a side hustle is?
Yep.
Okay, so that means it's a second job to take an income. So 23% of Canadians have a side gig or a side hustle for an extra source of income, right or wrong. 23% of Canadians have a side gig or a side hustle.
Wow. I'm going to say that is right, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was higher.
You're absolutely correct. That's two you got right on the money. And what's interesting to me about that is not just that half of those who have side gigs are young people, so that's 18 to 34, that's 46%, but those earning the most income, that's $100,000 plus, 27% of them have a side gig. Maybe that's why they earn so much money.
Yeah.
But $100,000, they're actually working the angles and having another job on the side.
We've got 1 minute. Do we have time for one more?
One last one. How many Canadians, 70% of Canadians feel motivated to reset or refresh their finances? This is just done for Meridian. 70% of Canadians feel motivated to reset or refresh their finances.
I'm going to say yes, because everything's getting expensive. People are wondering if they have enough to retire.
That is correct. You get 3 out of 5 tonight. That's, you're doing really well.
Well, I think that's my best night ever so far. John, listen, I want to tell you that I really appreciate you lending your time. Maru Public Opinion is where John Wright is, if anybody needs any polling done. John, have yourself a great night and a great weekend.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. Take care.
It's only Tuesday, sorry. Happy New Year while I'm at it. And,
well, we'll have edibles.
Have a good Valentine's Day and happy Easter. Enjoy your summer. Okay, straight ahead, Carmi Levy on News Talk Tonight.